The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So everyone, welcome to the meditation. And I'd like to begin by a little analogy of what happened a few days ago in a park where there was some people flying remote control little airplanes over the field. And there was one drone helicopter with four propellers that was zipping around in the sky. And it was a curiosity thing for me to see it, but it was very hard to follow. It was see it for a moment, it would zip away and very jagged trajectory and path. And so I was kind of busy. My mind was kind of active, busy, looking, searching. It was a lot of work. At some point, the helicopter started coming back to where it was going to land. And then I could start seeing it again very easily without having to search for it. And then it clearly was a spot in the ground where it was going to land, a little round disc. And then it was kind of like went back and forth a little bit, looking to be close to that spot above it. And it's easy to watch it kind of glide and slide back and forth. It was kind of nice to see it, its little gentle movements. And then it came to a place just a few inches above the disc. And it was completely still, hovering in the air. And it was such a pleasure to watch it hover. It's like, it was a little bit of a thrill, like just kind of defying gravity, just being really still, just right there. And I felt a certain kind of joy and delight. And my mind got really still, like, oh, what's happening here? Just kind of being still with that hovering. And then the helicopter just kind of landed on the ground and just was landed, got still, settled on the ground, and I could feel my mind just get still, and the little bit of thrill or kind of the hovering feeling in my mind, which was a little bit of energy, rested, and my mind, kind of something in my mind went, ah, and it rested there. So this is an analogy for samadhi, for the development of this wonderful thing called samadhi, sometimes called concentration. Some translators translate it as serenity. And it's, you know, if your mind is a helicopter, then sometimes your mind is zipping around and it's hard to even find it wherever the mind goes. Its trajectory is not so clear. It jumps around. And so, you know, for a mindfulness practitioner, it can be a lot of work, kind of like, where did it go now? And finding it and keeping up with it and remembering to look for it and be present. But then as we start getting settled, more and more settled in meditation, the mind doesn't flit around so much, doesn't jump around so much, and it begins to kind of still not quite in the present moment here, but maybe it's with the breathing some. It's kind of in the territory, and it's kind of a little bit moving back and forth, getting close in and out, and sometimes there, sometimes I'm not, but it doesn't go very far. And you kind of know where the mind is, but it's just kind of looking for its landing spot. And then at some point, it's really there in the present moment, here in our experience, in our body, maybe with our breathing. And it just kind of a little bit hovering, and it just feels so good to kind of to have a certain kind of stillness, but also to have a certain kind of, well, maybe, I don't know if weightless feeling or hovering feeling of just there, but it's kind of a bit of a thrill, and it's so nice, a little bit wonderful and delightful. And then it doesn't go anywhere except it settles further down onto the landing spot. And for the mind to land here in the present moment, a landing spot on the ground where it's still, peaceful, unmoving. And then our mind just comes to our deep rest. It just rests there. It's not searching for anything. It's not chasing for anything. It's not bouncing around. And even the delight of finally just kind of being in a spot, hovering, is, that settles as we come to down and just, just here, stillness, quiet, peacefulness, and settled here. And one of the descriptions of samadhi is a settledness of mind. The mind is settled. And the deeper the settledness is, the stiller the mind comes. And a stillness that's not just a stillness of a particular spot within us, but as if everything is still because the awareness has become still. So, assuming a meditation posture that can be both your landing spot here in this body and your helicopter, your mind here. And if your mind is dashing about after this thought and that thought, just know that you also have the remote control to direct it back to its landing spot. Gently, lovingly, still letting the mind know, come back. Come back home. Be here. This is where rest is. This is where safety is. Don't need to flit around so much. And maybe one of the remote control signals for the mind to settle down is taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. Deep breath, about three quarters full, without any strain in the in-breath. And then an exhale that's maybe twice as long as usual, again, without any strain. An exhale where there's more letting go at the end of the exhale. More release at the end of the exhale. And then letting your breathing settle down, quiet down, as if the breathing now can begin landing here in your body. As you exhale, softening and relaxing the body. And part of the relaxing of the muscles is to help the body come to a greater stillness. As we soften the muscles of the face, relax them. Letting go of the activity of tension and holding. On the exhale, relaxing the shoulders. And if the shoulders are being held up, It's activity and action. That interferes with a deep settling into stillness. And the same thing with the belly. Softening, relaxing the belly. And sometimes there you can feel the greater stillness. Sometimes not, if it's difficult to be relaxed. Perhaps there's some way to bring the entire body to stillness, to relax, let go in the hands, the arms, the chest, the legs. And then to begin bringing the mind, the awareness, home to the landing spot of the body breathing. And you might not quite be there yet, might be close by. You might fly by and come back and circle around close to the breath, but not quite there. That's okay. That might be needed to kind of locate the place to land. Maybe you're with the breathing for a few breaths or half a breath, and off you go again. And rather than being discouraged, be encouraged that this is part of the process of coming to landing. And you are getting closer. Maybe less off in the distant sky flitting around. Coming here to your breathing. And maybe for a while you hover over the breath, almost as if the in-breath is an upward draft that you catch and kind of hovering in, gliding on. And the exhale is kind of provide support to slide along on the exhale. And for the mind to really land in the breathing, the mind needs to become stiller. The mind needs to be quieter, which might be helped by relaxing the thinking mind, and relaxing any muscular tension associated with thinking. Worrying and wanting, tension that might be in the forehead or behind it, around the eyes or jaws, and a slight leaning forward or pulling, being pulled, or like pulling back. A more subtle relaxation of the body that corresponds to a settling of the mind. It allows the mind to settle and get quieter. And feeling more in the breathing, the body breathing. And what would it be like for you to be right there with the breathing, hovering over it, gently, quietly, putting in just enough energy for your mind, your attention, to hover over the in-breaths and out-breaths, so the mind is not wandering off and into thought so much, but right there, breathing in and breathing out. And not so much like there's a laser focus, like you're in the control tower looking at the breathing, but more like the whole body is gently vibrating, hovering over the breathing or with the breathing. Right there, breathing in and breathing out. A kind of hovering where there's a stillness and a tranquility, not a lot of movement. And then to let the mind land in the breathing. Land in the present moment. And so that the engine can go off and has deep stillness, groundedness, safety, having landed secure and stable here on the ground of the body breathing. Ground, the earth, wide and expansive and quiet earth, where the mind can feel secure and enough to be still, quiet, resting on the body breathing. whenever the mind has wandered off a lot, come back to first hovering with the breath, with breathing, and then with the relaxation, letting go, land on the breath, land inside of it. Come to a stillness of mind in the middle of the moving experience of breathing. finding a place that of stillness within. And allowing the mind to become still, quiet, maybe even unmoving, together with the inner stillness. And then coming to the end of this sitting, and then thinking about how samadhi operates in our interpersonal relationships. It is not a concentrated focus on others, but rather it's a deep settledness in ourselves. To be deeply settled without any fear, agendas, without any leaning forward or pulling back, without being pushed by desires or pulled by aversion, just a deep settledness. And to be with others in this settled way. So settled that, of course, you'll be aware of the other person. You don't need to intently focus. Of course, you're open and available and aware of the other. And from this settled place, maybe a peaceful place, here there can be a kind of deep love and positive regard and offering of goodwill, of safety. A deep respect of others because you're not interfering with them or needing them to be different. You're simply settled with them, settled on yourself. And this settled samadhi factor can give a wonderful perspective for how to be with people with care, with love, with friendliness, with goodwill. That is not so much work or an obligation or a transaction, it just is. And may it be that our ability to be still in meditation, may it also be for the welfare and happiness of others. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be settled in on themselves. May all beings be nourished by an inner stillness and safety. May all beings know inner peace, and may all beings everywhere be free.